Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great Thursday. I had a slow day. That rush I was feeling after the big party last night, that wore off shortly after I finished this morning's podcast, and I crashed. Have you ever done that? You feel excited and full of energy, and then suddenly it all seems to go away. You go from running around and talking a mile a minute, and then all you want to do is take a nap or just sit on the couch and veg. Because the Christmas tree lighting is such a big deal and so many people are involved, I'm not the only one who feels this way. The day after is usually pretty slow around town. I even asked my daughter what she did at recess today, and she said she just kept taking turns on the swings instead of running around like normal. And this has all gotten me to thinking, have you ever been grateful for slow days? I'm grateful that I had nothing on my calendar. I could spend a little extra time reading my Bible, praying, and drinking my morning cup of coffee. I could take my time cleaning up the crumbs of 500 cookies in both the church kitchen and my car. I didn't feel rushed by anything because I had no deadlines to meet and nothing I could be late for. Maybe you've had days like that. A slow Saturday morning after a long week of school, or the stretch of days after Christmas and before school starts back when there's not much going on. I know some of you might be the kind of kids who never run out of energy, and that sounds crazy to you, but I promise the adults know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we need slow days to rest and recharge. So since I am ready to get to bed myself, let's wind down together. We're going to try something a little bit different tonight. I'm going to ask you some questions that will help you think about today. I'm going to go kind of slow so you have time to think. And especially if it's bedtime, go ahead and lay down. You can close your eyes. If you end up falling asleep, no worries. Okay, here we go. I want you to first think about the food you ate today. What did you have for breakfast? Or lunch? Or dinner? Did you have any snacks? Or treats? What was your favorite thing you ate today? Thank you, God, for the food that fuels our bodies. Now, let's think about the people we saw today. What members of your family did you see or talk to today? What friends did you see at school or at work or in your neighborhood? Was there anyone today that brought a smile to your face or made you laugh? Thank you, God, for the family, friends, and neighbors who fill our lives with connection and joy. Did anything happen today that didn't go so well? Did you feel lonely or sad at any point? Did you get into an argument with anyone or feel mad? Did you try something and it didn't work or go the way you'd hoped? Thank you, God, for this day. Whether it was a good one or a bad one, a jam-packed day or a slow day, thank you that you love us and are with us no matter what. We ask that you would give us a good night's sleep tonight so that we can wake up tomorrow rested and refreshed and ready to be more like the people you made us to be. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll talk to you in the morning.